AM 1420, WASR Wolfboro, W246DI Wolfboro at 97.1 FM. Local, community, radio.
And now, live from WASR Socially Distanced Studios, the best sports show on this station at this time. It's Mike and the Haas on WASR, powered by the Yum Yum Shop in downtown Wolfboro, Kingswood Sports, New Hampshire Sports, and National Sports. So here they are, Mike Denae and Charlie Hasek.
Do they hear you? I don't know.
Can you hear me?
Did they get through, Eric?
Most of it did.
All right.
I got it.
Oh, do it again, because you sound so good. You're on. I hear you.
You hear me?
Yeah.
I said, good afternoon.
Oh.
Welcome to Mike and the Haas on WASR Radio, powered by the Yum Yum Shop. I'm Mike Denae, alongside Charlie Haas. We are Mike and the Haas.
Yeah.
Can you hear that okay?
I can hear you.
Is that coming through?
Are you okay, Eric? Can you hear us? We feeling good?
I have you.
You have me. Yeah, I don't think we have Mike. Is this the time that we tell him, Eric? It's the Haas Show.
Maybe if I use the right microphone,
Eric,
that would work
and the
better.
Haas. Oh, my gosh. Look at that.
Let me try this one more time.
All right.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mike and the Haas on WASR Radio, powered by the Yum Yum Shop. I'm Mike Denae, and alongside Charlie Haas, we are Mike and the Haas. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you great. And the Facebook Live people got to hear that three times.
Three times.
Lucky.
You'd think I'd have it memorized by
Which
now.
Which is great. Well, actually, it's a tough
start.
It's all good. And I was going to comment on the paper. It's funny because you could tell that we're not currently in school mode because we are using
that's all right. This
technology.
This is really all I need the paper for. I just
I
like
hear
holding
you.
This part.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. But the question you're going to ask me, how you doing today, Charlie? So,
I wasn't going to, actually.
I figure you would. I'm doing great.
I know you are.
And
we calmed down a little bit.
I had a little pre-show moment when poor Eric got to see my nasty side.
Yeah,
I've apologized, and Mike had to talk me off the ledge.
I did. I let him vent for a little while, and then we
good.
Talked him down.
Yeah, which is all right. But, you know, so when I do it again, Eric will be like, oh, it's just Charlie being Charlie. But it's raining. This is the remnants of Tropical Storm Fred, and I got to experience the beginning of Tropical Storm Fred when I was in Florida. So Fred has kind of been with me for about a week. But some more weather coming in, and maybe Eric can give us an update. The potential, I know they haven't nailed down the track yet, but there's a potential that we could be hit by a tropical storm / hurricane in New England?
Possibility.
Okay.
Depending on which way the storm tracks, and it's way too far off to make anything accurate yet.
Right. So I think it's out down by Bermuda still.
Right.
But it's funny. I love looking at the models and the cones, and they have all these like
the
different.
Spaghetti,
yeah, the
yeah,
spaghetti
model.
Could go this
exactly.
way, that way, this way, and you're like, oh gosh, which way is it going to hit?
2 years ago was when the spaghetti model was like a trending term because that was all new and
yeah,
must have been new technology that they had that they were able to do that.
Yeah. But it's still. I mean, it'll be interesting. I mean, it's been a while since we've really been hit head on with a hurricane. And you informed me. You're heading down to Fenway Saturday night, and I'm planning on heading to Fenway on Sunday.
Yeah.
So weather may interfere with that, but hopefully not. I'm looking forward.
You know what's going to interfere with that? The Red Sox are going to
The Red Sox will interfere. But the nice thing is, and we'll get to the Red Sox, now I feel like no pressure. It's just I can go in and actually enjoy the game.
I wish I would have waited a few more days to buy my tickets because I bet you they're a little bit cheaper now than they were when I bought them.
I bet they are. But the good news is you're going to get a chance to see Brock Holt. And
that is true.
I think that's exciting. So it'll be fun.
The favorite part of the night.
Yeah, getting to see Brock return.
Yeah. So we'll get to the Red Sox. And I mentioned I went to Provincetown.
Carl and I went. I'm not even a good friend. I didn't even ask.
We took the ferry.
Okay.
Over there.
So where did you get the ferry? You got it in Boston.
Got it in Boston.
So you stayed in Boston.
First time. Our first time in Provincetown.
Okay.
First time taking that ferry. Highly recommend that.
Yeah.
That is. If you felt like you're on a cruise ship.
Oh,
you felt like a
that's
cruise
nice,
ship and
yeah.
you get away and then it was almost and you've gone on a cruise before.
Sure.
It was almost like an excursion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you jump off the boat and then you had excursion in Provincetown, which is just an absolutely beautiful
isn't
place.
Isn't it gorgeous there?
It was beautiful. That was like I said, the first time there.
Now did you spend the night in P-Town or
no,
did
no,
you
no, no,
okay, so
we
it was a day trip.
Yep, day
I gotcha.
Trip. Excursion.
Yeah, it was an excursion.
Yeah.
All right.
And then we stayed at the waterfront in Boston, which was nice, and it was great. It was great. I just Provincetown was on our mini bucket list. You need to get your big bucket list.
Yeah,
and
of course.
A mini bucket list.
And that's a closer one. It's almost like a staycation.
It was. And
yeah.
That was, again,
did you do like the little shops, have some lunch there?
We just spent basically on the strip. I regret, and we said when we go back, because I think we're going to go back at some point, getting some bikes and head up to the dunes.
Okay.
We didn't go to the dunes on the other side.
Like bicycles, like you pedal or like mopeds?
Well,
both. I would probably go.
You know,
with,
well, they have the bikes now that they're bikes.
Oh, the electric,
the electric
like
electric ones.
Bikes. Yeah,
yeah. That's I'm dating my, myself. That's
sorry.
My jive right now.
Yeah, I'd be all over that.
I saw those in New York, and I'm like all over that. And they had them all over the place there. And
yeah. Do they have the scooters? Like when we were in Baltimore, like they have the electric scooters you can rent
they
with your
did,
credit card.
They had those. Bikes are definitely very popular there. It's, yeah. Almost. I said we had gone to Amsterdam years ago, and yeah, they have. You know, basically, there are more bikes than cars.
Sure.
And it was that kind of a feel that yeah. it was all bikes, especially these electric ones when
yeah.
you know, people are just you know grooving down the road.
Cruising around.
And not
yeah. that's definitely
up a sweater.
Truly, that's
like
definitely
that.
My
so,
speed. Well, that's great. I'm glad you guys had a good time. And I, yeah, it's been
it
years
nice.
Since I've been to P-Town, but that's awesome. And taking the ferry seems like you know
oh,
the way to go.
The traffic in the Cape, and you've been obviously you've driven
oh, yeah.
out of the Cape, that almost puts a damper on any trip.
Yeah.
And so to avoid
and
that.
And to get to Provincetown, you got to go drive all the way down and then come
right.
all the way back up.
Yeah. yeah. And it was, I mean, it was so nice on Wednesday and Thursday, too. It was yeah. great.
That's awesome.
Wednesday, Thursday, yeah. What's today?
Today is Thursday. Yep.
So Tuesday, so Wednesday.
Unless you went
to
Provincetown this morning.
We did Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay. That's good. I'm glad you guys had a chance to get away.
We're a couple weeks
we
out
still
from school.
Have a, we still have a little bit. I was going to say, we still have a little bit of time before we're back kind of full time and school. You know, we just had the school board meeting, and I guess the positive thing, Mike, at least for me, is that fall sports are happening right now. So Kingswood's fall sports, kids are trying out. You know, teams are being made, games are scheduled. So
with that in mind, we should probably think about starting to have coaches on next week.
That's where I was going.
The Kingswood Hotline brought to you by Duran Independent Insurance. Duran is independent, works for you.
It does. It does. So we're gonna have you know teams like for example, the varsity boys soccer team has been selected. You know, they got washed out tonight. They're supposed to have a scrimmage. They're heading to NHTI tomorrow for a jamboree. The girls' varsity team's heading on Saturday to NHTI for jamboree. So those teams have been selected. You know, I think they're going to get their captains in place.
Nice. So
I think they'll be ready for
maybe
us.
Maybe we can open with having the soccer coaches
yeah.
next week. We got Monday and Thursday next week. So
yeah, that'd be
that
great.
That would make a lot of sense. I'm excited to start talking about school sports again.
Me too.
You know, the Red Sox carried us through until about 2 weeks ago.
Yes, yeah.
And we're gonna go there now.
Yeah. But the good news is the – Patriots are also starting.
Thank God.
So, all right, go ahead.
Mike
you got
and
the
Haas is
take.
Powered by the Yum Yum Shop, located in the heart of downtown Wolfboro, and can be found on WASR 97.1 FM and 1420 AM and all over the world on WASR.net. The Yum Yum Shop has over 100 varieties of fresh baked goods, including 6 different types of bread and a full-service ice cream bar, and, of course, their most famous item, the gingerbread cookie. Make sure to visit the Yum Yum Shop the next time you are in Wolfboro or online at yumyumshop.com. And while you're there, enter the discount code of Mike and the Haas or WASR to receive $5 off a gingy box. You can always join our conversation. 569 Lake 569-5253. Today is trivia.
Today is trivia.
Brought to you by Full Belly Deli.
Full Belly Deli.
So hopefully we'll get some phone calls on that. We haven't had a winner in quite a few weeks,
actually. It's been a while. So the number, once again, 569-5253 or 569
Lake. 569 Lake, yep.
Yeah.
My opening take is going to be on the Red Sox, and this is something that we talked about 3 months ago. The cart ride.
Yes, the cart ride.
The cart ride.
The laundry cart.
And I really felt that the cart ride was cute at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Cute if it was your first home run. And I told you, Charlie, I says, wait, when these guys are struggling, when they're struggling, yep. when they're, you know, and it's going to happen, if they take that cart ride when they're down and things are bad, it's going to look really stupid and it's going to get called out on it.
Yeah.
Guess what happened last night?
It happened last night when they were down 5-1 and hit a home run, right?
On the brink. Yeah. Now, they've been playing crap baseball for the past 3 weeks.
Correct.
They've got swept by the Rays. They've got lost the series against Toronto.
Not to take away from the Red Sox, they've won 6 of their last 20 games.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I don't know how you would take anything away from them with that.
No, I'm just saying it's not our Red Sox segment, but that's what I meant.
I mean,
but, yeah.
they are in the middle.
They're
so down,
terrible.
They're down 5-1 last night. There's one out in the ninth inning. They got no life whatsoever.
Yeah.
Hunter Renfro hits a absolute bomb. More credit to him. 456 feet.
Yeah.
He took a cart ride.
He did. He did.
And it looked dumb. It looked so dumb. And I said, there's your 2021 Boston Red Sox. They're more interested in that darn cart ride right now than winning a game.
I disagree.
And, oh, they are.
So I disagree. First of all, I've always supported the cart ride. And I look at it this way.
You cannot support the cart ride right now.
They got swept by the Yankees.
Yep.
But the thing that I liked about the cart ride and the general feeling is The clubhouse is still together. They're still happy. They're still
they're
excited.
Not happy. They're not happy.
Well, they're still excited to be playing baseball. And according to Alex Cora, obviously they need to churn things around. But the minute you start losing the clubhouse, the minute people start pointing fingers and blaming, and that cart ride adds a little bit of life, a little bit of excitement. Yep, the Red Sox right now, I almost said the Celtics. The Red Sox right now stink.
Yep.
I get that. But you know what? At least they weren't pointing fingers and saying, you know, it's your fault, it's his fault, it's his fault.
They haven't done that,
yeah.
But they didn't need the cart ride. The cart ride was completely unnecessary last night, and it made them almost a little bit of a laughing stock. Because
you're right, because everybody on social media has skewered them, except for me. But no, I see. I mean, I've seen it all.
I was first. I bet you I was first.
I saw it all, Mike, and people are like, well, you know, what the heck is going on? Why are you doing this when you're down 5-1, one home run, and you just got swept by your rivals?
If they were, they could be down 5-1 back in June when they were winning and they had a good chance of coming back, and you know things like that were rolling. They have lost so many games in the standings in the past 3 weeks,
right?
4 weeks, that this is 1978-ish collapse stuff, yeah. If not more, because they've lost more games.
Well, this
games
is frightening.
In the standings.
So if you look at July 29th, Mike, they had a 2.5-game lead in the AL East. July 29th, that's not that long ago.
It took them 70 games to lose a 9-game lead back in 1978.
Yeah.
They've lost, 10 games if you add them up between what they were ahead with Tampa and now what they're behind. I think they're behind 7
with
Tampa.
They're behind by 7.
Seven games. They were up 2.5 on July 29th.
Yeah.
Today's August 19th.
Correct.
So, a little quick calculation. I got that as 21 days.
Yeah.
21 days, but probably roughly 16 games, 17
it's
games.
It's almost like the collapse of the Red Sox empire. It just went.
They lost 10. I mean, that is something else. And not only that, they haven't just been caught by Tampa. They've been caught by the Yankees. They've been caught by Toronto.
Yeah.
They are out of the playoffs right now.
They're tied with the Oakland A's for the second wild card spot. And right on their heels, you got the Mariners and you've got the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
So
it's scary stuff. Water seeks its level. It's hard to say that. I mean, yeah, it's like a 1978 collapse. But I think that they were playing so far above their head for most of the year. And I'm thankful that they were, because it made it for a much more enjoyable summer. And I'm thankful that they waited until the Patriots training camp started before they decided to do their collapse, because gave people like us something to talk about.
Right, right.
But, wow, they're bad right now.
Yeah.
Right now, and I know we're going to get to the Red Sox in a little bit, but what is good about the Red Sox?
Chris Sale's back.
Silence.
Yeah, no. I mean, I think there's some good things. Chris Sale's back, but you know,
you know, because he only pitched against Baltimore and he lasted 5 innings.
I get that.
So are you really sure that Chris Sale's back?
Well, he's back. He's on the roster, so we're going to see him pitch again. I guess what frustrates me is Chaim Bloom didn't make any moves. You know, Kyle Schwarber wasn't going to move the needle much, and freaking Anthony Rizzo. I mean, the Yankees are 9-1 when he plays. He was out on COVID protocol, and he's making an impact. Which really frustrates me, because the Red Sox could have had Anthony Rizzo. They had the opportunity to get him, and they didn't.
I was wrong, and I admit I was wrong. I said that they shouldn't have made a move, and I was dead wrong.
Clearly, they need to. You know, they should have.
They really should have. The team was built on chemistry, and that chemistry
it's not there right now.
Well, it's not there in terms of wins.
Yep.
I mean, like you said, their chemistry is probably there in terms of clubhouse, but it's not there in terms of wins. But every good team out there has always had good chemistry. Every winning team out there, I should say, has always had good chemistry.
Well, I want to say, before we go to break, I've been watching your show, and in the words of Ted Lasso. In the words of Ted Lasso, or Alex Cora should take a little something from Ted Lasso and say, the Red Sox right now have to have the attention span of a goldfish.
Be a goldfish.
Yeah, be a goldfish.
Mike and the Haas. Mike and the Haas is sponsored by the Downtown Grill and Cafe. When in downtown Wolfboro, don't forget to stop at the Downtown Grill and Cafe. The Downtown Grill is open from 7 to 3, 7 days a week, 364 days a year, serving breakfast and lunch with daily specials and delicious homemade soups. The grill offers the finest organic and fair trade gourmet coffee and tea, several gluten-free options, and a unique and delicious breakfast and lunch menus. So for some of the best breakfast and lunch options in town, visit the Downtown Grill and Cafe during your next visit. Need a chainsaw, some paint, or even a grill? Don't head down to the big box store. Stop at Bradley's Hardware in downtown Wolfboro. At Bradley's, you will find all of your hardware needs. Bradley's Hardware carries quality name brands such as Steel and Echo Power Equipment, Benjamin Moore Paints, Weber and Big Green Egg Grills, and just about anything else you could find in a hardware store. Bradley's also stocks an extensive inventory of rental equipment. Rent anything from a commercial carpet cleaner to a cement mixer. So before you head out of town, stop at Bradley's Hardware on 22 Railroad Ave in downtown Wolfboro. They are open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 7:30 to 5. Bradley's is your local hardware choice.
After the program today, I'm heading to Skelly's Market in Moultonboro, New Hampshire. They have all your grocery needs, plus more with great customer service. Pizza, subs, fried chicken, and a great selection of meats to put on your grill. On Saturday nights, there's always the much-loved pizza special, with two large topping pizzas for only $20. Skelly's also features Richardson's Ice Cream and the world-famous Bailey's Hot Fudge. Enjoy your visit to Skelly's Market at 374 Governor Wentworth Highway in Moultonboro, New Hampshire, and see why Skelly's is the convenience store with a little more.
Hey, Charlie, you know who else has some great ice cream?
Bailey's Bubble on Railroad Ave in downtown Wolfboro?
That's right. A Wolfboro institution. They're open from 11 to 9, 7 days a week.
Make sure you tell them Mike and the Hoss sent you.
Welcome back to Mike and the Hoss on WASR Powered by the Yummy Shop. All right, real quick, Full Belly this Saturday. April Cushman, April 21st at the Full Belly Bar and Grill from 7 to 10. Call up, make your reservations.
Yeah, they'll be outside at the patio. That's the Full Belly Bar and Grill at the Kingswood Golf Course.
All right.
That'll be great.
Let's go to your take.
Yeah, well, if we just kind of, my take kind of rolls right into Patriots. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Well, let's just
yeah,
do
we'll
that.
Yeah, we'll just go Patriots.
Yeah, so we talked a little bit about this, Mike. It's really, how do you solve the quarterback situation in New England? And some people are like, well, we don't have a quarterback situation. You know, you've got the Mac Jones, you know, that they're all in on that. You've got the Cam Newtons that are all in on that. And I don't know. I mean, I have a preference. I would prefer Mac Jones. But actually, having, you know, read some stuff and people giving me their perspective, I'm not so sure I want to necessarily go with Mac Jones, because what if Mac Jones starts week one and the Patriots lose? You know, because first off, I don't want the Patriots to lose, but if Cam Newton is the quarterback and the Patriots get beat by the Dolphins, then you can kind of make some moves. But if you put your future franchise quarterback to start and they get blown out by Miami, that's a concern. So here's my take, and I think this was your take at some point, that we know that Cam Newton is the master of the read option. You know, the thing that Cam Newton does best, and he still does best, is run with the football, right? He needs to run with the football. We don't want him throwing. And we know that Mac Jones has incredible accuracy and a really quick release. He's been compared to, and I'm not going to say Tom Brady because he's not Tom Brady, he's been compared to Brett Favre. As far as, remember, Brett has that really quick release and
yeah,
pinpoint
but Brett
accuracy.
Favre had a much stronger arm than
he did. And
Favre.
You know, I guess the thing, yeah, Favre. The thing that we had talked about is, you know, why not just have two quarterbacks? Let's platoon two quarterbacks, and whatever the scenario is, whatever Josh McDaniels wants, maybe Cam Newton comes in for, you know, this down, maybe Mac Jones comes in for another down, that type of thing. And this is what Bill said, looking at this when asked a similar question. He said, look, this is Bill Belichick saying this. Look, I always say, I do what I think is best for the team, what gives us the best chance to win. So whatever that is, I would certainly consider that. If it's running an unbalanced line, double unbalanced line, or 23 personnel, whatever it is, if it helps us win, I would consider anything. So
what's a double unbalanced line?
What's that?
What's a double unbalanced line?
So you would be splitting.
I understand
out.
Unbalanced.
Yeah. So you would be split. You'd be splitting out extra guys, and you'd have the slot.
Okay. What's the 23?
That's 23 players. So you have 22 players. The 23rd player would be Mac Jones.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. So okay. So he's willing. He would platoon the quarterbacks. That's what he's saying.
I got you.
And that's the thing. And I'm glad you said that. What's the 23? That's the most important thing that he said. 23 personnel. So he's open to having Cam Newton and Mac Jones. So you know, unlike high school football where you have kids play both ways, you don't in the NFL.
I watched a couple things today, and it is similar to what you're saying. Is that if you start Cam Newton and it doesn't work out where he's not ready, now what? Now your future's in question.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because you rushed him in there. So that if Cam, Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
If Mac Jones starts, they are going to be so 100% behind him that he is by far their best choice and ready to start.
Right.
They have no doubt. What I saw in the preseason game, and I think what most people saw in the preseason game, was a a very calm veteran presence that Mac Jones brought to the field.
Right.
You know, it didn't seem to be too quick for him. He seemed to be right there, mm-hmm. and he played pretty well. We'll see what happens tonight. Now, this is the second preseason game, and they only have three this year.
Right.
So I'm guessing that this preseason game is going to take on the identity of the traditional third preseason game, which is where your starters play for more than half the game.
I would think so. And especially since the last preseason game, Cam Newton only had two series.
Yeah.
And then they went to Mac Jones, and then they finished up with Hoyer. So I think we're going to – you're right. I think we're going to see a whole lot more Cam Newton, then followed up by Mac.
There were some thoughts that – this was the week that they were going to kind of identify who was the starter. And on Monday, they're practicing with the Eagles. Cam Newton came out and had all the reps with the starters.
He did. And you read about it. The practice on Monday was intense. I mean, it was hot. It was heated. There was trash talk.
And so the reporters that left there saying, I guess Cam's going to be the starter. Unless that he flips that script and does something different on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And he did.
Yeah.
He balanced it on Tuesday.
He did.
So Bill's not playing his hand, showing his hand at all on this, and there's some thought that he might not show his hand until they get to the Miami game.
Right.
That this is an advantage for him not knowing who the quarterback is, because as a team, and you know this as a coach, you prepare for Cam Newton, preparing for Mac Jones is completely different.
Totally
things.
Different, yeah.
Because Mac Jones doesn't run.
No.
They're putting in a separate set of offense for Mac Jones compared to what they're doing for Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of a competitive advantage by not showing this. So I don't think we're going to know.
Right. I agree with you. And that's kind of why I like the platooning quarterbacks.
Yeah,
because as a defense, you could kind of go crazy because, oh my gosh, who's coming? Oh, Cam Newton's coming in. Uh-oh. You know.
No team's ever won with a platooning quarterback, though.
No, I get that, but I don't mean like every single series, but I think having that option where you can do that. Here's the deal.
Remember
like,
Slash?
I do remember Slash, yeah.
They made it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, Pittsburgh made it to the playoffs, but Cordell Stewart.
Cordell Stewart. This is my concern. When you're in the red zone, unless you're going to run with Cam Newton, there's a high percentage chance if he throws it, it's going to be an interception. You know,
yeah.
and that's what concerns me, because Cam Newton's terrible in the red zone. So, you know, do you go to your traditional Mac Jones then with his pinpoint accuracy? And then it's going to come down to, is he going to have the receivers that can get open in such a short amount of space?
I have a feeling that the red zone is going to be basically from 5 yards and in for the Patriots.
Yeah.
It won't be
their traditional 20.
No. If you're going to bring Cam Newton in for the red zone, my guess is going to be 5 yards.
Yeah.
If Mac Jones is playing that well, and they kind of turn over most of the offense to him. Bringing in Cam Newton would be pretty interesting. If you, let's say you go like a 70-30 split, where 70% of the snaps are going to Mac
right.
Jones and 30. In that situation, Cam Newton could be really dangerous.
He could be. People are going to cheat. The defenses will cheat, run.
Yep.
And Cam, you know.
Might throw the ball.
No. I'm just saying, if you can suck him in, if most defenses kind of get lulled, you know, as a linebacker is going to get lulled into Cam Newton. Oh gosh, I'm gonna defend run first.
What if they decide to put them both on the field at the same time?
They could do that. No reason they couldn't.
All right. And so now you got a nickel defense in there.
Yeah.
Because Mac Jones, you think Mac Jones is a quarterback.
Yeah.
And then Cam Newton slides out from the tight end position and plays quarterback.
Yeah. And Cam Newton is so huge, he could play tight end. He
right.
could play slot.
Yeah.
He could be a receiver.
He could.
You just never know. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen. I mean, it all starts kind of tonight. We'll get a little more of a taste as to what they're going to be doing against the Eagles this evening.
So talking about the receivers, Jacoby Myers right now is by far their number one receiver.
I agree.
It's crazy, yeah. but he's the one that seems to get the most balls thrown to him. He makes the most plays.
He creates the most separation as well.
He is the one that you read about that consistently gets open. He's going to be the Edelman this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be the Edelman. I think they had him on the outside last year, which
they did.
He did well.
Yeah,
but
put him in the slot.
So he can get the ball because he's got good hands. He doesn't have drops. Nelson Aguilar, do you know he keeps track of the number of drops in his locker?
Does he really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
He makes slashes
little
for the
slashes.
Number. Isn't that kind of negative?
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
This is how many times I screwed up today.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I didn't screw up today. So drops are a bad thing. N'Keal Harry was on the field more than any other receiver in the first preseason game.
Yeah.
One target.
I was going to say, but he wasn't targeted. And it's funny because he seems like how they're defining him as a practice hero.
Yeah.
Like one-on-ones, he can beat anyone.
Yeah.
And he looks great at practice, but that doesn't happen when it's 11-on-11.
Can't get open. He just can't get open. He's like that recess receiver. He's just a stud, but you put him on the football field with the regular football team.
Yeah, forget about
it. He's nothing. Put pads on him, he can't do it.
He's so big, and it seems like he would be able to create separation, even though he's not the fastest guy on the field. But yeah, I think unfortunately, I think he may be a bust.
I think we're there.
Yeah,
if he has 10 catches tonight, which would be really hard to do.
Yeah.
In a preseason game, but. I think he's going to get the opportunity. I do. I think Bills, and I bet you that's part of the arrangement that he had with him because he came off the trade me, bridge that he was on. That he's going to get a lot of balls, at least be on the field. But if he doesn't get open,
I was going to say he's not going to get balls if he's not open. No. Unless it's Cam Newton and he'll just.
Defensively, there's been some concern coming out of New England defensively that Philadelphia's looked really good. Jalen Hurts has been awesome.
Yes.
Against them. I'm not concerned because you know that Bill is as vanilla could be in these practices.
He's not showing anything.
And he's not going to show anything in the preseason. And he has no problem if a team scores 40 on him in the preseason.
Right.
It gives him more fodder to to come at his own team with.
Right.
What I want to see is can they cover one-on-one? That's the number one thing I want to see is can they cover one-on-one and can they understand the basics of the zone? Because we saw Stephon Gilmore could not understand a zone when he first came to New England. And remember the guy, what the game was.
Because Gilmore's the guy that's always going to get their number one and go one-on-one with them. So having to play zone is completely different mindset.
And I want him – I want Gilmore. I want them to take the best player out and – Brady always used to throw, when any other team threw a zone at him, he'd just pick it apart. Any kind of accurate passer seems to do that. NFL, the offenses are so exotic now. I like to see that mano a mano and see the guys shut down.
Yeah.
Put Gilmore on some. I mean, Gilmore's going to be on this team. I hope you understand that. Gilmore's going to be on this team.
I understand that. Okay. We still haven't seen him do anything. I understand. I'm not saying he's not going to be. I never said he's not going to be on the team. What I said was I don't think he's going to come out with the same defensive player of the year a couple years ago. I don't know if he still has the stuff. And no one else does. He hasn't done anything.
One of the things that the Pats did defensively is they didn't necessarily put Gilmore on the number one. They put Gilmore on the number two. And then they played, over the top of the number one.
Right.
Which I like that.
Yeah, because essentially putting two on the one.
It makes it easier to cover for Gilmore, And they did this with Revis, too. They put Revis on the number two.
Yeah.
And
although at times Revis was his own island.
He was.
Yeah.
But usually on the two.
Yeah.
Because it just made it easier for them to do that. You get that guy completely out, and then it allows you to double up the one.
I see it with the safety over the top.
Yeah. I see them doing something similar. You had mentioned Chase Winovich. He's supposed to be playing tonight.
I something about him, I like him. And I don't know if you follow his social media.
Oh, Portsmouth. He's all about Portsmouth.
Yeah, I mean, he loves New Hampshire.
He bought a place in Portsmouth.
Yeah, he did. He loves New Hampshire, and he just seems like just someone I want to – he's someone I want to cheer for.
He should work for the state's tourism agency because he went to Portsmouth one time, and then he just tweeted and Instagram for the next 3 months.
All about Portsmouth and New Hampshire and
then everything. And then bought a place in Portsmouth. Yeah. So
I'd like to see what he's looking like preseason because he's the potential that he's got so much speed coming off the edge. I think he'll be exciting to watch.
What do the Patriots have to do tonight before we go to break? What do they have to show you tonight to make you feel really good about the Patriots?
From an offensive perspective, they need to be able to move the ball, whether it's with Cam Newton or Mac Jones. I want to see the receivers get open. I want to see the running backs hit the holes hard. I want to see some flow. Obviously, like any fan, we don't want to see three and outs. I really don't want to see special teams because that means the Pats aren't doing quite well.
I agree. I want to see some rhythm. And if whoever it is, whether it's Cam or Mac Jones, whoever provides the most rhythm,
yes,
to the offense, that's who I think they need to go with.
Yeah, I agree.
When we come back, we're going to be Tribute Time with Full Belly Deli, Mike and the Hoss.
Lucas Roasting Company, which is located on King Street in beautiful Back Bay, Wolfboro. They serve delicious coffee, tea, espresso, and lattes. And you know what, Mike? They were voted the best coffee in New Hampshire by WMUR. They even roast their own coffee inside their cafe. Lucas Roasting offers over 40 different single origins and blends of coffee to choose from. My favorite is the Italian roast. It's really dark and has great, great flavor. After 13 years in the coffee industry, Lucas Roasting Company can handle personal and large business orders. Stop by their cafe on King Street in Wolfboro or order online to have delicious coffee shipped right to your door. The cafe is open Wednesday and Thursday, 7 to 5, and Friday and Saturday, 7 to 3. Or go ahead and visit lucasroasting.com anytime.
And please make sure to tell them that Mike and the Hoss sent you.
Everyone deserves a treat in life. The Yum Yum Shop in beautiful downtown Wolfboro is offering an amazing deal on their Gingy Boxes. Gingy Boxes are 24 delicious gingerbread cookies with 2 containers of frosting. Gingy Boxes can be shipped anywhere in the world. When you order online at yumyumshop.com, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Hoss to receive $5 off your order.
So don't forget, to save $5 on a Gingy Box, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Hoss at yumyumshop.com. Mike and the Hoss is sponsored by Duran Independent Insurance. If you're in the market for your health, life, or long-term care insurance, start with Paul Duran at Duran Independent Insurance. Paul and his team can answer any of your insurance questions with an independent voice. They can help you shop for the best rates available in New Hampshire and are your trusted time saver. So for any of your life, health, or long-term care insurance, start with Duran Independent Insurance. You can reach them at 603-569-6464 or duranindependentinsurance.com. Duran is independent and works for you. Welcome back to Mike and the Hoss, 569-5253, and you're going to need that phone number because right now it's trivia, sponsored by the Full Belly Deli. What are they going to get, Charlie?
They are going to get a $20 gift card. We're going to ask the trivia question. They're going to call into the show. Eric's going to answer the phone. They're going to give us the correct answer online and then, or on air, and then they'll go off air and give Eric their name. And a $20 gift card will be waiting for you at the Full Belly Deli in beautiful downtown Wolfboro.
And we have not had a winner in a few weeks. Our questions seem to
they may be
difficult.
Too challenging. Yeah, I think maybe our questions were too challenging. So I don't want to. It's one of those things. As teachers, we never want to say this, Mike. But we just did. We've scaled back a little so that if you actually listen to our show last week when we had not last week on Monday when we had Josh Spalding join us, we actually mentioned the answer to this question. And if you follow sports at all, even a casual sports fan, there's a good chance you'll know the answer to this trivia question. And we do hope you call 569-5253-569-LAKE. Do you want to read it?
No, it's yours. Okay. You wrote it. You get it.
All right. So this is the trivia sponsored by the Full Belly Deli. Name the only Major League Baseball team to lose a game in the great state of Iowa. Once again, name the only Major League Baseball team to lose a game in the great state of Iowa. Give us a call at 569-5253. That's area code 603 or 569-LAKE because you are listening to Mike and the Hoss on WASR.
How come you didn't go with the only Major League Baseball team to win a game in the great state of Iowa?
I didn't go with win because I don't particularly care for the team.
Okay.
That lost.
Okay.
So I wanted to focus this. I wanted to be a little more negative
than
positive.
All right.
So, yeah. So,
that's
once again, this
Ted
is.
Not Ted Lasso of you.
Yeah, it's not very Ted Lasso of me. But name the only Major League Baseball team to lose a game in the great state of Iowa.
I see it's time for Cool Facts. And we are looking for a sponsor for Cool Facts. So
we are.
Anybody out there that is interested in being involved with Mike and the Hoss, you could have a Cool Facts segment.
And, you know, this is interesting because I want to do. I mean, I love Cool Facts, but I'm going to put Eric, not necessarily on the spot, but I want Eric to think about this because Eric does Eric's Wonders, which is amazing. But with Cool Facts, if you're interested, Eric, maybe in the future think about a sport or something that you want to learn cool facts about. Today, for example, I did Cool Facts that we're going to hear. It's going to be about baseball. So if there's something that you had an interest in, you know, whether it was badminton or horse racing or whatever. Just think about that, and I'd love to be able to do cool facts just for you.
I have a wonder for before we get to cool facts for next week, Eric, and tell me if this is a wonder for you. I actually heard this in a comedy bit just the other day, and I was like, scoring in tennis, how zero is love. Then it goes to 15, then it goes to 30, and then it goes to 40, and then it goes to adds,
advantage,
games, deuces.
Right. Yeah.
Where in God's name did that come from?
You know, I never thought of it. I mean, I know how it works, so I just...
Can we use that as the wonder for next week?
Sure.
Because I would like to find out
how
that is generated.
How they generate
I can wonder about that for you.
Can you? Okay.
That's a good wonder, Eric.
Seriously, love, 15, 30, 40.
And you get, like, advantage,
deuce, game.
Yeah, so...
Like, if you win, if you're at 40 and you win, you don't get another score. You don't like, I won 50-40. No, you just won the game. That's it.
Right. Yeah.
You don't get to go to 50 or 60.
No, there's no.
But you go 15, 30, 40. Like 15, I'm like, oh, they've doubled it to 30. But then you go to 40.
Then you go to 40 because that third point that you get is not as valuable as the first 2 points that you get.
Yeah, that's interesting. So we'll take a look at that. Maybe we can get a tennis expert to come on the show to help us.
Well, I'm going to be doing some Wikipedia-ing.
Big time research. All right, so once again, the trivia question is, name the only Major League Baseball team to lose a game in the great state of Iowa. Give us a call, 569-5253 or 569-LAKE. All right, cool facts this week is about baseball. So, baseball, if you haven't figured it out yet, is my favorite sport, so I figured I'd go with some cool facts about baseball. Professional baseball started in 1869, and the first professional team was the Cincinnati Red Stockings. In 1876, the National League was created with 8 teams, and then in 1901, the American League was created with 8 teams. And then in 1903, Mike, the first World Series took place when the American League Boston Americans played the National League Pittsburgh Pirates. The Americans had Cy Young, and the Pirates had Honus Wagner. The Boston Americans won the series. I don't know if you guys saw this little current event last week, but Honus Wagner's baseball card, did you guys see this?
No.
It sold for a record $6.6 million, which is the highest price ever paid for a baseball card.
Did you ever collect?
I do collect. I don't currently collect, but I have lots of baseball. Yes, I collected baseball cards.
Okay. I collected, but I wasn't very good at it. I didn't take care of them. And
I have a whole bunch in the basement. And the terrible thing is when I got into collecting baseball cards, it was in the 80s. So there's some value in there, but for the most part, that was the popular era. So everybody, like if I said I've got a 1989, you know, complete set, big deal, you know, 500 other people do as well.
Right.
So there's not a whole lot of money in it. But
too bad. $6.6 million.
Yeah, $6.6 million for Honus Wagner's baseball card. And I mean, this is more for me. I don't know a whole lot other than seeing his picture and saying that's Honus Wagner and knowing that it was worth $6.6 million. I didn't really know a lot about him. I knew his nickname. He went by Hans Wagner with his friends, but he was a shortstop, played most of his career, 21 seasons, for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and his nickname was the Flying Dutchman, and that was because of his speed. He was actually born to his parents. He was born in the United States, but his parents had come here from Germany. He has a career batting average of .329. So the guy could hit, and of course he's in the Hall of Fame.
Have been interesting to be a fly on the wall back in 1869 as they were trying to organize this, a bunch of guys got together and said, hey, I'm going to throw you this thing. You hit it with that stick.
Right.
How'd they come up with 9 players and the baseball diamond, 4 bases? And
wasn't
so
it
on.
Based off of cricket?
So if that were the case, then how long has cricket been around?
That's another wonder, I'm sure. Yeah, I think cricket's been along.
Well, past then?
Sure.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think that was adopted from that. But this is the cool part. Wagner was an early pioneer of endorsements. He lent his name to Louisville Slugger as the first professional athlete to receive endorsement money. He also sold gum, soda, gunpowder, razors. And I don't know if you remember this, but you could still see this. His image, you know, his face is on cigar bands.
NIL,
yeah,
name image like this.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. So on cigar bands, which is kind of cool. So he was like, it says the pioneer. He was the first guy that said I can make money off of who I am as a baseball player, as an athlete, as a celebrity.
On that same topic, I'm a little bit different. We talked about the name image likeness thing with the NCAA athletes.
Yeah,
what I saw floating around Twitter was that there are paid hockey leagues out there that players can, like junior leagues that they can get paid for, but you don't get to go back to college to do this.
Right.
Now that name and image likeness is out there, the NIL rules.
Yeah.
Can you go and get paid and then come back and play in the...
Do you lose your amateur status?
Exactly. Because you are being paid on your name, your image, your likeness, and your skill.
Right.
So I don't know if that changes things a little bit, but I mean, really, people are giving these college players money because of their name, their image, their likeness, but also their skill. They're not You know what I mean?
So I totally get it.
And we said it was going to create a ton of gray area, but I think we're going to be seeing guys come back and try to reclaim their amateur status and being able to play in college.
Mm-hmm.
Is there really amateur status anymore?
My understanding of it is once you start getting paid,
that's what I always
for something that, you know, that's when you've lost your amateur status.
But now kids that are in college can get paid.
How does it work? And maybe, Eric, you may know this stuff. How does it work for, like, so let's use Michael Phelps as an example. He was an Olympian, right?
Correct.
Considered an amateur, but he was also sponsored by...
He made millions and millions of dollars.
He was sponsored by different brands, but he was still able to... Well, I guess I've answered my own question, because he was still able to compete in the Olympics. But then you're like, we have professional basketball players that compete in the Olympics.
Yeah,
so the rules for that have changed. Because, I mean, I remember years and years ago, to compete in the Olympics, you had to be an amateur. I mean, that was what you
full
were.
Full amateur.
Yeah, I mean, what about the guys, and you'll know this, what about 1980 with America? Weren't all those guys amateurs?
They were all college players.
Yeah, so they were. That was true. They weren't in the NHL yet.
No. But what about, like, Mary Lou Retton when she won the gymnastics? Did she have any endorsements at the time, or could she not get the endorsements until afterwards?
Right. And, like, how when you ended up on the Wheaties box, you know, when it was Bruce Jenner at the time. Yeah. And you just meant Mary Lou Retton was on the Wheaties box.
Right. So did they get paid for that, or did they not get paid for that?
I don't know.
I mean, the NIL is going to create a lot of gray area, and I think you're going to see guys that are going to go play in these minor league baseball, for instance, and
sure,
you know, go play a year or two for the Red Sox organization and say, you know, they were drafted 30th, they picked up their signing bonus, they got paid a little bit, and they says, well, I want to go play, you know, for Quinnipiac.
Yeah.
And
yeah, can I go back and play?
I want my amateur status.
That's true. I mean, the guys that play for the Fisher Cats, like, if they don't make it, can they play in college? Can they go back and say, you know what, I'm going to go play for Vanderbilt?
It's a lot of gray area.
Yeah.
And it's going to be interesting how they navigate that.
It is. You mentioned something, speaking of endorsements and stuff, but Jason Tatum, your buddy, tell me a little bit about it.
I just got this NBA
2K rating.
All the players are finding out about their NBA 2K rating.
Yes.
And he was awfully excited about his NBA 2K rating. More excited than you see him, you know, winning the gold medal. More excited than you see
for a video game rating.
Yes. And I think that. And, yes, I am down on Jason Tatum, and
yeah,
I have been for a couple years, because he keeps doing stuff like this, that he keeps prioritizing the individual awards rather than the team awards.
Right.
And sometimes he'll come out and say the right thing, but then he'll come and do this kind of stuff,
mm-hmm,
or be all upset that he wasn't an all-pro or all-NBA team or whatever it was.
Right.
I saw a ranking today. They had him 13th in the league.
13th?
13th.
So he's not even in the top 10?
No.
Of best, what is it, just best players or
best
players by position?
It was just ranking the top NBA players, and they went up to the 20.
Is LeBron number one?
Kevin Durant was number one.
Okay.
But this is – Jason Tatum feels that he is a significantly better player and should get the accolades of this better player, but anybody who knows anything about basketball doesn't rank him in those top
– Right.
It doesn't – he was not on the – top three all NBA teams as far as this past year,
mm-hmm,
a year that he supposedly had a breakout season, unbelievable season. He was not the top five.
No.
He was not the second five. He was not even the third five. He was left off that list completely.
But what you're telling me, though, if I play NBA 2K, I'm going to be pretty excited if I have Jason Tatum because his rating is high.
Yes, but I think that's
he's excited about that.
He's going to be really excited. He'll probably win an MVP sometime. He's going to be really excited about that, even though his team's going to be 30 and 50.
That's right.
He's going to be really excited
about
the team.
The team will miss the playoffs, but he'll win an MVP.
Yes, yeah. And I think that's where his focus is. You're starting to see stats come up about him, about his projections, and his 29 points and, you know, 7 assists and,
right,
you know, all this
but
kind of
as
stuff.
As we always do when we looked at the Celtics, how do the rest of his teammates do when he's on the court? Not very good.
No, they don't. And I think that, you know, they thought that the Olympic team was going to be Jason Tatum's team. Well, the Olympic team, as soon as the first two games got done, Kevin Durant took over that team, and then they started winning.
Right.
Jason Tatum is not a leader of a team.
I
think he'll be a great second or third. He is not a leader of the team, and the Celtics are going to be in the same boat that they were last year because Jason Tatum is their leader.
But I heard they're going to have a great point guard.
We need to take a break. All right, Mike and the Hoss.
Carroll County Oil is independently owned and operated. Danny and Mike have been serving the Lakes region for over 20 years. Carroll County Oil offers prompt, courteous service with competitive rates. They offer automatic, will call, pre-buy,
and budget programs designed to fit your needs. If your oil burner needs service, give Carroll County Oil a call, and they will contact a qualified technician 24 hours a day. At Carroll County Oil, you are a name, not a number. So, when your knees are knocking, fear no more. Give Carroll County Oil a call, and they'll be at your door. 539-8332.
Hey, this is Mike and Charlie from Mike and the Hoss. If you're looking for a great night out, try the Full Belly Bar and Grill at Kingswood Country Club. The Bar and Grill is a delicious Friday night prime rib for $20, plus additional food and drink specials every night.
Hey, Mike, don't forget about the Full Belly Deli on Mill Street in downtown Wolfboro for some of the tastiest subs in town. You have to try the Full Belly Deli. Both restaurants offer delivery and takeout. You can reach the Full Belly Deli at 603-569-1955.
And you can reach the Bar and Grill at 603-569-9869. And check out the 2021 Summer Concert Series on the Full Belly Bar and Grill Facebook page. Hey, this is Mike from Mike and the Hoss. If you're in the real estate market, start with Faye Moore at Berkshire Hathaway. Faye brings 30 years experience to real estate in the Lakes region. If you're planning on selling, call Faye, and she could set up a complimentary market analysis to value your home and discuss anything you can do to help your house sell quicker and for more money. If you're buying, start with Faye. No one knows the local market better than Faye, and she will find the perfect house for you. So whether buying or selling, start with Faye Moore at Berkshire Hathaway by calling 888-723-0306 or verani.com.
If you're involved in an automobile accident and need your vehicle repaired by experts, call Weston Auto Body in Wolfboro, New Hampshire. Weston Auto Body is a family-run business, and they are the oldest auto body shop continuously operating in the United States. Weston Auto will work with your insurance company and the paperwork associated with your claim. Hey, Mike, did you know that Weston Auto does more than just body work? They do alignments, oil changes, brakes, exhaust systems, shocks, struts, state inspections, batteries, tires, and many other services. Give them a call at 603-569-4400, and don't forget to tell them that Mike and the Hoss sent you.
Welcome back to Mike and the Hoss. Charlie, you want to hit the trivia question again?
I'd love to. All right. And so if you know the answer to the trivia question, give us a call at 569-5253 or 569-LAKE, area code 603. Name the only Major League Baseball team to lose a game in the great state of Iowa. Once again, the only Major League Baseball team to lose a game in the great state of Iowa. I will give you one hint. It happened this year.
All right. Before we took a break, and I'm putting off the Red Sox because it's so freaking depressing.
But, I know.
Marcus Smart did sign $17 million a year for 4 years.
He did.
And he signed as the point guard.
I don't mean to laugh, but yes. I mean, Marcus Smart wants to be the point guard. And I'm laughing, but at the same time, should I be laughing? Because we certainly don't want him to be the shooting guard.
So,
but they have Dennis Schroeder.
Can Dennis Schroeder shoot?
I don't know. We will see. I think Dennis Schroeder's going to want to shoot because he left 80 something million on the table.
Yeah, no kidding.
So,
would we be okay if Marcus Smart was the point guard and he only took 5 shots a game?
Yeah, absolutely.
So
and have him play his defense and get rebounds.
Yeah,
absolutely. That would be a recipe for a successful Celtics season.
And he plays defense on the other team's point guard, the other team's top player.
He can play defense against anybody.
I know.
Yeah, he can go against big men.
No. So. I think that contract says trade me all over it.
Yeah.
I really do. I think
that was the part that you said off air is that he doesn't have a no trade clause.
No.
He can be traded.
In that league, a $17 million 4 year contract
for
a good player, Marcus Smart. I mean, we trash on him, but he's still a good player.
He is a good player.
It could be very tempting for a lot of other teams. So, all right, here we go.
Red Sox.
We got 10 minutes of Red Sox.
Oh, we're sorry.
In the last 20 games, they are 6-14. You mentioned that earlier. Yep. July 29th, they had a 2.5 game lead in the East. They no longer have that.
Yeah.
They're in the midst of the worst collapse since Beer and Chicken, 1978.
I was going to say, I would go back to as far as 78. We weren't necessarily all in with the Red Sox, but we were like, oh. They're playing better than expected. This is exciting. It's been a good summer. And then July 29th rolls around, and they got a 2.5-game lead. Things are good. We're getting excited because Chris Sale is rehabbing and going through all the minor league stuff. Things were looking good. You know, you were all in with, okay, hey, they didn't make any moves. That's okay. I don't think they need to. And yep. I bought into that. I was like, yeah, you know, you're right. They yep. picked up Kyle Schwarber, and they things were working for the Red Sox. Well, I mean, you talk about everything has fallen apart. I mean, from their pitching to their, you know, the starting pitching hasn't been great. The bullpen's terrible. They're lacking offense. Defense is suspect. I mean, it's just a nightmare.
Bobby Dalbec has played a terrible first base in the last week.
Yeah. Well, Rizzo hit it to him the other night, and he booted it and, yep. and, you know, gave a couple runs.
Kyle Schwarber, the guy that they brought in for offense, sat on the bench last night. Never got into the game. Why'd you bring him?
Right.
Well, seriously, why did you bring him? Is he going to play worse defense at first than Dalbec is right now?
Probably
now,
not.
Now, we had said on Monday, Dalbec starting to hit. Well, those days are over. Yeah. He's not hitting. He hit against Baltimore. Everybody got really excited against Baltimore last weekend and think, oh, they're turning things around.
We did.
Did you see what Baltimore did against the Rays this week? They got mercy ruled every single game.
Yeah, I know.
The Red Sox didn't mercy rule. No. Well, they beat him pretty good, but they certainly didn't mercy rule him.
No, and I think, I mean, and Baltimore's in a position where they're just trying to lose.
Yeah, and Baltimore gave the Red Sox a lot more of a game than they gave the Rays. The Rays went in there and just destroyed them.
They did.
Humiliated them. And so the Red Sox are the same team they were before they went to, or they played Baltimore, and they're playing Texas this weekend. Texas is not very good. If we're back to where we were talking about, you know, last week, that the Red Sox have to win like 10 in a row.
Right.
And if they win 10 in a row, it's still not going to be good enough because of the competition that they're playing.
Right. Well,
they're bad against good teams.
You're right, because they've got the Rangers, and they have the formerly known as the Indians, the Guardians, and they also have the Rays, though. They have the Rays for like 7 games over the course of the next few weeks. So they're either going to get completely buried, or they're going to still be treading water.
They're not treading water right now. They're not treading water. They are, I would say, 3 or 4 games, if not less than that, from completely put the nail in the coffin.
I mean, there's
let's,
a good,
let's
I mean,
have September call-ups.
Yeah, there's a good chance that Toronto in the next week moves into third place.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want that to happen. I'm still holding out hope that the Red Sox can turn this around. You know, maybe have a good weekend series against the Rangers.
We said that against Baltimore, but Texas isn't that much better than Baltimore.
No, I know. Maybe the Yankees can lose a few. The A's look good. So, and it's sad when we're now talking about, are they going to secure the wild card spot?
So they have
39. There's 39 games remaining.
Okay, so 39 games out. They're 7 out. You got to figure the Rays are going to play 600 ball, you know, give or take. So I'm going to do some quick math. So they're going to win roughly 24 games out of those 39. Yeah. So for the Red Sox to catch the Rays, they're going to have to go 31-7, 31-8.
That's not going to happen. I don't think the Red Sox are going to win the East. But are the Red Sox going to be able to position themselves to get a wild card spot?
Well, let me keep doing the math. So the Yankees, how much are the Yankees ahead on them now?
1 game.
Just 1 game. So the Yankees, the A's, the Rays, and the Red Sox. Those are the 4 teams that are involved with the Mariners.
Yeah, the Mariners are involved. And the Blue Jays are only a couple games back.
Jays. Two of those teams, there's 2 wild card spots, right?
Yes.
2 of those teams are going to win. They're going to go 28-11, give or take.
Okay.
All right. They're going to play, you know, 2 of those teams are going to play 700 ball. They're going to do that. I don't see the Red Sox playing 700 ball.
Right.
I don't. I think the Red Sox are out of it. I think it's over. And unless that you know, we get together on Monday and they win all 3 games this weekend, and then we get together on Thursday and then win the next 3 games.
Yeah, right.
You know, that is going to be it. Unless they can if we say that they have to get to 28 wins in the next 39 games, they're going to have to string together 15 in a row.
Right.
That's the only way this is going to happen.
Which we haven't seen this
season.
Because
they're not going to win 4 out of 5 the rest of the way. right. unless they could figure out a way to string a whole bunch of games together.
Yeah.
And it's just not going
to
happen.
So, I mean, the Red Sox need to win, and then obviously they need help from other teams to beat the Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays.
No, it's not there. I think it's time to start coming to reality on this, and it just happened so quick.
It really did. I thought we were going to at least get into September. Be able to say it's still competitive.
I'm thankful for the first half. I'm thankful for up until July 15th or so. I'm thankful that they got us to Patriots training camp.
I even say July 29th, Mike. They were still in first place heading into August.
Okay. I'm happy that they got us to training camp.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say that's all I ever ask for the Red Sox. I think getting us to training camp was an overachievement for them.
I agree.
And I think we got to take a step back and say this wasn't is not a good team. They weren't a good team coming out of spring training. They played way above their heads, and it's hard to play way above your heads for 162 games. And that's one of the things about baseball, and I've said this before, water does seek its level, and the best team usually does win at the end in baseball as far as standings go.
Right.
Because 162 games, you expose your depth, you expose your minor league system, you expose your coaching, you expose your hitting, you expose your pitching, you expose your relief.
Expose it all.
And that's what's great about baseball in terms of the major leagues. And what's happening is the Red Sox are getting exposed.
Do we have anyone to blame? Do we point fingers, or do we just say this is the expectation? Do we blame Chaim Bloom? Do we blame anything? Just say that this is who the Red Sox are.
Dombrowski. Yeah, we can still blame him.
Yeah. What are they going to do? Maybe we could say this for another time, but how do they become a better team in the future?
Well, I think they've been able to identify a few parts. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're kind of pinning it a little bit on the pitching, but the hitting has been horrific.
Oh, yeah.
They lost in New York because of hitting, not because of pitching.
Right.
They lost last week with the Rays because of hitting, not because of pitching. So I think they're a team that hits bad pitching pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I think
any Major League Baseball player
can hit bad
pitching.
You're seeing now the Red Sox have that up and down. They score 20 one night and zero the next three nights.
Right, right.
And, based on who the pitching that they're seeing. We saw them do that against the Jays or the Rays. The Rays they scored 20 against, right? We saw in Baltimore, they had all bad pitching. And sure, they got happy and they hit well. The Yankees actually threw bad pitching last night. And they still couldn't hit them.
They couldn't get them.
They couldn't get them. So it's bad. But anyway, we know they have Devers. We know they have Bogarts. I think Renfroe has been a nice pickup. I think Renfroe's given you a solid right field presence.
Right.
I think the jury's out on Jaron Duran yet.
We don't know yet.
They need a second baseman.
Yeah, we got a shortstop. Got Bogarts.
Yeah, they need a second baseman. Yeah. I think they need a catcher. I think Vasquez, told you before, Vasquez.
What about Connor Wong? I've enjoyed watching him play. He doesn't get to play a lot.
No, but
And then of course there's Plawicki.
Okay. Well, it's time to get rid of Vasquez. Yeah. I think he's long overdue. I look at him as the Marcus Smart of the Red Sox, who thinks he's a lot better than he is, and he just he made his bones on defense, and the defense isn't there.
Yeah,
it's not there anymore.
One thing I wanted to mention about Rafael Devers, and that frustrates me, at least especially from a coaching perspective. See how he reacts when he strikes out. It's like a hissy fit. Yeah. There's nothing more frustrating, we have kids, and you certainly, as a baseball player, you strike out, you run back to the dugout. You don't need to have all that nonsense. And it frustrates me because it's not a good image, it's not a good look, and he shouldn't be doing that.
He has nonsense when he gets a hit, too.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. His facial expressions
are... Just be professional.
Yeah. He's not there yet. He's not a professional baseball player. He's still young.
Yeah, he's still young.
And I think he'll get there. I think J.D. Martinez... Solid, between him and Kyle Schwarber, maybe you platoon them in the outfield.
Yeah,
I know we're going to wrap things up.
JD, Eric. He does okay in the outfield. Not every day, but he does okay.
Right. I mean, he's going to make a few errors, and I think Schwarber could play the outfield. I think he's playing this weekend.
Yeah.
You got to make a decision at first base. You got to make a decision at second base. You got to make a decision at catcher.
Gotcha.
I think those are the two things that you got to do.
All right.
We want to once again thank our advertisers for supporting Mike and the Haas on WASR, powered by the MM Shop. Thanks to Faymore, Berkshire Hathaway,
Seacoast Spine and Sports Injuries Clinic,
Skelly's Market,
Lucas Roasting Company,
Duran Independent Insurance,
Carroll County Oil,
Downtown Grill and Cafe,
Weston Auto Body,
Linda's Flowers,
Bradley's Hardware,
JCN Shuttle,
Full Belly Deli,
and the Full Belly Bar and Grill.
The answer to this week's trivia question was the New York Yankees. They lost in Iowa this past, a week and a half ago, at the Field of Dreams game.
You'll have another chance next week We'll be back Monday and Thursday at 4 o'clock. Have a great weekend.